Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hi, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
And we host A Moment of Science.
The world is always posing questions, and science is always in pursuit of answers.
A Moment of Science offers many of those answers in a timely moment of entertainment and enlightenment.
We hope you'll tune in.
For more information about A Moment of Science or to download our latest podcasts, visit us at amomentofscience.org.
Listen weekday afternoons at 5:45 on KSJE.
I am King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, no.
And this is Monty Python's Spamalot. A new musical lovingly ripped off from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Run away, run away.
Featuring a bevy of beautiful showgirls, cows, killer rabbits, and French people. Don't miss the smash hit Broadway musical Spamalot, or else we shall say neat.
Spamalot at the Farmington Civic Center June 8th through the 18th. Find tickets at fmtn.org/shows.
Eleven minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning, the 13th day of June, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE. We are streaming the program this morning to KSJE.com, and we're also sending the video out to our KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because coming up, my regular visit with Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. We'll be talking about a lot of cool things that are going on in the community, and also have a special guest with us this morning. Barbara Tedrow will be joining us from a Gold Star Academy. So join us for that conversation, which begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Later on this morning, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco, as we do on Tuesdays, from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber will be telling us about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including the one you see right there on the screen. So join us for that coming up today, 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Mick Hess will take over the airwaves at 9:06 a.m., roving with the arts. And Mick is featuring music from the great Beethoven this morning. Hear that next hour here on KSJE.com. And don't forget, you can also connect with us on our other social media platforms, our Twitter account and our Instagram page. If you're a podcast person, we remind you that KSJE offers podcasts on all of the popular podcast platforms, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts and Pandora and Amazon, and the list goes on and on and on. We are streaming at KSJE.com. That is because our on-air signals are down for the second day today. We are working to fix that problem. Just wanted to remind you that 90.9 FM in Farmington in San Juan County, 103.3 FM in Durango. We are off the air at the moment while we do some repairs to a piece of equipment, a stubborn piece of equipment. So you can stream us, though, KSJE.com on any device. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is currently 55 degrees and mostly sunny Tuesday morning so far. We may see some increasing clouds this afternoon, maybe an isolated shower popping up with today's high 77, 47 overnight. Tomorrow again, partly sunny skies, high 83 on Wednesday, 51 Wednesday night. More sunshine, 83 again on Thursday, sunny and 80 on Friday. Sunshine, 79 on Saturday, warming all the way up to 87, though, with lots of sunshine on Sunday. I'll be talking with my guests right after this. SJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. Joining me now in the studio for an update on all of the activities of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church is here with me this morning. Good morning, Jamie Church.
Good morning.
You've already got your walk in and everything this morning. Look at you.
I did. I parked over at my office, which we are located in the Quality Center for Business. And so I thought, what a beautiful morning. So I walked about campus and took a lot of photos. And it's just a beautiful morning. And it's a beautiful campus. I think we forget, you know, when we're just driving on College Boulevard, you see the beautiful white buildings. But if you walk around campus, it's just a beautiful campus. And what a great resource for the community and asset to have this community college here. So I love
true.
It.
True. Anyway, very true. So. I always remind myself how lucky I am to get to work here each
yes.
and every day and
Me
walk
too.
On this beautiful campus. And
Me too.
A shout out to the grounds crews
yes.
and the custodial crews and all the folks who keep the buildings in such good repair and the
right.
gardens and the flowers and everything else that we see when we take a walk around. So I'm glad that you took the time to do that today.
I did, and it was really wonderful. I want to give another shout out to the team over at the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tanya and Ingrid and Chantel and that whole team over there for their Jolt Jamboree last Saturday. So this was the first year for that type of format, the Jolt Jamboree, and I had a table there for the Farmington Chamber, and it was a really great event. I mean, they had a lot. If you drove down Main on Saturday and saw these tents, you might have thought maybe the growers market had started, but that actually I think starts next week. But they had a lot of outdoor rec businesses, and they had Ultimate Performance UTV there. It's one of our chamber members. They had food trucks. They, you know, just great event. And so shout out to them, because I think that's just going to continue to grow. And so that was a really great way to spend a Saturday, and I got to talk with a lot of people. So great job to them.
Very good.
And
did you have an encounter with a T-Rex?
I did.
I did
see the T-Rex walking around. I was thinking if my five-year-old grandson had been there, he might have been a little scared of that T-Rex. It kind of looked pretty real.
Right.
So that was great, but they did a really good job with that. So really a neat way to highlight some of the outdoor rec industry that we have, as well as a lot of other things that we've got in the community. So that was great. And then also last week, we had a wonderful Focus on Farmington Coffee over at the Casablanca Inn and Suites. And
Another beautiful grounds and beautiful building, right?
Beautiful. And they gave tours of not only right there at the B&B, but also across the street at some of their longer-term rental properties that they have. I always love those coffees when people come up to me throughout the morning and say, I didn't even know this was here. That's why we do them.
Right.
And we also had three relatively new people in the area, one woman who's only been here 2 weeks and another woman who's been here maybe 3 days, and then a retired gentleman who's moved here. So it's always fun to welcome those new people to the community, and why did they move here and what are they doing, and helping to get them involved. So.
And that's what those events are designed for, is to network. And,
and
if you know someone new to the community, have them come. That's why you move them around to different locations every month.
Right.
So don't go to – I mean, you can go to Casablanca next month, but there may not be a big party there with coffee.
Yeah.
But that is part of the reasons why you move them around, to explore different things in the community. So.
And we also, this time, for the coffee itself, I provide the coffee. I used Oso Grande coffee, which was really fun. I think a lot of people think they just have the drive-thru on San Juan Boulevard, but they actually can do the bigger boxes of coffee. So that was neat to be able to use another coffee. I like to spread the love around, especially with my coffee. But so it was great. And then we'll have some information coming out about the July coffee. We're still getting all the details worked out as far as the date set, but also the time and location. So more information to come on that.
Good.
Let's see. What else is going on? Music by the Pond. So Music by the Pond is one of our big chamber events. We call it a member celebration, where we can really recognize and thank our chamber members for their support and for continuing to be chamber members and all that they do for the business community. So Music by the Pond is coming up on July 7th, and the tickets have gone up to $60. There was an early bird price. Now they've gone up to $60, and we're only selling them for about another week, and then we're closing that down because I think it's pretty close to selling out. And we have live music with the Family Affair Band. They now go by the name FAB, F-A-B, but it stands for Family Affair Band. They're a great local band. Always really enjoy them. There's a barbecue dinner. There will be the chipping contest, the toilet bowl hole. This year, proceeds from that go to the Farmington Boys and Girls Club. So we're really excited about that. And in the M&R Plumbing, one of our chamber members, in fact, they were our business of the year last year. They're sponsoring the toilet bowl hole. So that's very fitting that a plumbing company is sponsoring the toilet bowl hole. But the proceeds from that go to, as I said, the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington. There's also going to be cornhole and, you know, dancing. It is a really fun event. So it is in the evening, July 7th at the San Juan Country Club, and tickets are getting ready. If you don't have your ticket yet and you need to get online and get your tickets, because they're, like I said, we're about to close that out.
Very good. Okay. Yep.
So that's just a few things.
A few things that are going on. There's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's going on. And it's always a great time, the Music by the Pond event.
Right.
I'm thinking the pond may be a little bigger this year with all the water we have.
There's a lot of water.
You know, but still room for tables and food and golfing and everything else that you have planned for that day.
Yes,
and
we
the
do.
Music.
And there is a golf tournament that happens before that. It's called Tees and Tunes. I have all these, like, names for things. Tees and Tunes, but that is sold out. So we have 23 teams, I believe, playing golf. It's a scramble.
Right.
And then it ends right at Music by the Pond. So the golfers all finish up and then they come around and there's the live music and everything going on. So a really fun day. And of course, San Juan Country Club, just an absolutely beautiful venue, and they are so great to work with. So really appreciate their help, because I don't know much about running golf tournaments, but they do. So that's perfect.
That works. See?
That works.
There you go. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thanks.
And then that takes us to the rest of your stuff that's going on that you're planning, which I know, Julian, October.
Yes. So this is now sort of been renamed as the Southwest Apple and Chili Fest, because we work with the downtown, and they with Flo Trujillo, with the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council, and Bev Taylor Artifacts, and the City of Farmington, Karen Lupton, and we have rebranded this into a three-day festival. So it is the first weekend in October, and on the Thursday evening is the Makers Market, which is downtown, and then the Friday night there is an art walk, again downtown, and then Saturday, October 7th, is the Chili Cook-Off, and that is also downtown.
Right.
And last year the response to moving it downtown was so positive. We're really looking forward to this year, and we've expanded it a block. So this year we will start at Orchard Park, which is where the beer and wine garden and the band will be, and that will be one of the entrances in, and then we go all the way down to Lock Street Eats, or Lock Street, and incorporate Lock Street Eats.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be another band, live music down at Lock Street, and a lot of very family-friendly activities down there. So there will be a bouncy house and some cornhole down there. And so we'll have our chili cooks all the way down Main Street. Main Street will be blocked off to traffic, but not foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So all the merchants downtown will be open for business, and some of them do sidewalk sales, and really great opportunity to get down and visit the downtown merchants and see the new sculptures. And but the success of this event all rides on the chili cooks, and so we have opened up, we're ready to go with our rules for this year. So if you are a home cook and you have the fantastic red or green or cook's choice chili, or you're a restaurant and you want to compete, just get in touch with us and we will make sure you get those rules and we'll send them to you. It is free to cook, because we don't charge any entry fee, because the cooks have to buy all their ingredients and cook chili. And so we ask that the cooks be downtown to start cooking at 6 a.m., which sounds like, oh, that sounds awful. It's really not. It's so much fun. You have, you know, 20 cooks all down there, and they're all talking and cooking, and the chili's going. It smells amazing. And it really is a very fun event. So for the public, the gates open at 11, and it is $20 a person, and that's unlimited tasting of chili.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a wristband, and you can go from booth to booth, and you can taste the chili, and then you get to vote for your people's choice. And so that is just a great event. And so again, if you are interested in cooking chili, please contact us at the Farmington Chamber. In fact, I think we have it on our website as well, gofarmington.com, and it has chili cook rules, so you can get them there. The biggest rule is you have to cook on site, and you need to go through the state's serve safe food handlers
training
to get your
thing,
certification,
right?
So you know. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, we want everybody to be safe. So, but yeah, very excited about that. And that is October 7th.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
And then that gets you ready for your Women's Summit.
That's
right? Which is also coming up in the fall.
That's right. The Four Corners Regional Professional Women's Summit. And that will be, the main event is on Thursday, November 9th. And there is a speed networking VIP reception the evening before. And this year we have added on a business-to-business expo. So we've already got about 8 vendors for that, and we just put the word out. And I'm excited to announce our guest today is actually one of our presenters for the Women's Summit. And Barbara Tedrow is here to talk a little bit about her business, Gold Star Academy, but also just the importance of good early childhood education and childcare. So she will be actually presenting at our Women's Summit as well.
What a coincidence.
And what a coincidence
that
she
have at the Women's Summit
happens to be my guest.
Has just arrived at the studio.
I think about these things, Scott.
You do.
It's not all just
really
completely random.
Well, there you go. Barbara Tedrow has joined us. Good morning. It's nice to see you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? It's a bright, wonderful Tuesday.
It is.
Right?
Lovely.
It
yes.
is. So
yes.
thank you for being here, you bet. And as Jamie was saying, you are going to be featured at the Women's Summit this fall, but I know you're very active in a lot of other things throughout the rest of the year. And of course, everyone's familiar with, I think, your business, Gold Star Academy. And you just opened up another location, if I'm not mistaken.
We did.
So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
On all of those things. So,
yes.
Very good.
Lucky enough, the state has seen the importance. I think COVID brought it to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Childcare crisis. In fact, Secretary contacted me. I happened to be on vacation in New York with my daughter. We had gone because she just graduated from UNM. And it was a Saturday, and I got a text message from the Secretary of ECECD. And she said, you know, Barbara, I've got to go to Washington to talk about the childcare crisis. She said, and I'd like some testimonials because we've been doing great things here in New Mexico, and we are being recognized. And one of those, you know, this fourth center that we just built was a collaboration. It was, the state had $11 million to expand capacity. So it was a supply building grant. And so I was able to apply, and actually two of my centers received the expansion grants, and it's to expand to infants and toddlers. So the new facility that we just built, we were awarded $400,000 to help with that. And the other facility that we have, which is a collaboration with the city of Farmington, it's their building that we went through the RFP process. The facility at Crouch Mesa across from Esperanza Elementary, they gave me another $400,000 to expand and build for infant and toddlers. So we're expanding that program also. So great things that are happening, and we're being recognized for the hard work that we're doing.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Well, and it seems like the state is really paying attention, because you mentioned there's a whole new state department of early childhood care and education and things like that, right?
Yes.
And that hasn't happened before, at least to my recollection.
No, New Mexico was the very first state to build our own department with its own secretary, knowing
cabinet
and influencing the cabinet level. And the way that we looked at it and legislators finally came to see was that children don't just magically learn at 5 years old. It shouldn't just be, if you're going to teach a child, you should teach them birth through higher ed. So there was already PED and there was higher ed. Why wasn't there an early childhood education department? So we were able to bring that to fruition through Senate Bill 22.
Very good. Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
So with all this, the state is becoming more of a, I guess, maybe a leader in this area, and other states are looking at New Mexico to see what we're doing. And certainly New Mexico has some challenges because we're a rural state. There's a lot of nooks and crannies in our state to try to serve all the kids who need services, it sounds like to me.
That's right. That's right, Scott. And seeing that some of the great things that we are doing, overall, New Mexico is ranked 17th in the nation for early childhood well-being. And that comes a long way from being 50th when you talk about child well-being overall.
Right.
But for early childhood, we are 17. And actually, we are number one in the country. They just came out with this number. We are number one in the country for special education services for birth through 3 years old. So we're doing things right, and we are being looked upon. And I don't think the secretary ever thought she would be traveling and talking about her great work as much as she is. She came from Washington, D.C., and that's what she said. I'm spending more time back there than I am in New Mexico. They're asking her to travel around. But that's the great thing with Secretary Gruginski, is she's got a lot of knowledge. And starting it from the ground up, like she says, it's great because nobody can compare you, because there's nothing to compare you to, but there's growing pains because you've never done it before.
It's a little uncharted territory.
Yes.
It sounds like to me as well. So
yes.
That's great. Jamie, did you want to?
I love hearing that there's this movement in the right direction. And it's great, like Barbara said, I love this sort of like 17th. That's amazing. Because we do hear a lot about how we're like last in this and last in that. There's a lot of really great things going on too. Mm-hmm. People are working really hard in a lot of different areas. And so it's great to hear what is happening. And this is very important. And that's why Barbara is going to be talking at our Women's Summit, because our theme this year, which is the Balancing Act. I haven't released the logo yet publicly, but it's pretty great. So anyway, that we know that women and men, it's not just women, we know men, we're all balancing mm-hmm. a lot. In fact, more probably than ever before, because of how we're working all the time, because of things like Zoom and, you know, our phones, everything, we're on 24 hours a day. So this balancing act that we're all doing, but a big piece of that is childcare. My kids are grown and out of the house, but I have grandkids. So my son and daughter-in-law have these same issues when you're trying to work and then you want good, reliable childcare. And so access is so important. But also when you drop your child off at you know, you want to know that they're in an enriching environment, that it's yes. safe, that they're learning. And so all of these things that Barbara's talking about are why we asked her to speak at the Women's Summit, because we know how important this is. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
Very important.
Very true. And these changes that you're talking about in our state are, seems to me, generational changes, or could be. We
yes.
hope they are. With these children, maybe who maybe the parents didn't have the type of childcare that they now have available for their children, and this may be a generational change with education and things along that line. Is that something too that we're hoping for?
And that's very much so. What our goal is. We come from a very diverse cultural background, and New Mexico is very unique. When I grew up, I came from a very large Hispanic population. My mom was the oldest of 12 children. We didn't even have a childcare facility in Belen. There wasn't even a facility. So when I got into this, it was, kind of the background of going, well, I never went to childcare, but I understand the importance of it now. So I think what we're doing is it is not daycare. And that is the big stigma that we're having to overcome. And we're really trying to educate our community on the fact that 85% of a child's brain is developed by the time they are 3 years old. Think about that. Mm-hmm. You can't wait until a child gets to 5 years old, which is where New Mexico pre-K came into play, because we pushed for that initiative in 2005 when we passed the New Mexico Pre-K Act, free pre-K for all four-year-olds. And now we have taken that, and now we have early pre-K for three-year-olds. And I'm excited to say the pre-K grants, the awards just came out this past Friday. We all got our award letters. Farmington Municipal Schools is actually converting their programming. They were doing half days. They're programming full days now.
Oh, okay.
So they switched. They're going to add 5 classrooms. So they will be servicing about 200 children through the public schools. And then the community-based providers, we put in our grants. And so the recipients this year, San Juan College had their grants. I've been doing New Mexico Pre-K since 2005. I was one of the very first in the state to get the grant. This year I was awarded and actually expanded. We're going to be serving 192 children. So I talked to the secretary yesterday, and one of my grants was actually one of the biggest in the state. It's a $3 million a year grant. And providing pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds.
Very good.
So yeah, we've got great opportunity, and there isn't a reason why there shouldn't be any 3 and 4 year old in Farmington Municipal School District. If you are looking for New Mexico pre-K experience, there is no reason why you should not be able to find a facility, whether that is through PED or a community provider, if you're needing that wraparound care.
There is capacity for these children.
There is capacity. They have expanded capacity.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yes.
And I was going to ask you about for parents, you know, what does this mean for parents? But it sounds mm-hmm. like it means that they have more maybe options if both parents are choosing to work or needing to work to pay their bills and things like that, to have their children in a safe and enriching place.
Exactly.
While they're growing up.
And that's the great thing, is that the state does look to Farmington to see the role model that we have built. When I started New Mexico Pre-K in 2005, Farmington Municipal Schools was not participating in the program. And so I remember going to Superintendent Ryan and saying, you know, why isn't Farmington participating? How can I help you? So I actually helped them write the grant, and they started with the programming, and we collaborated. We knew that I was providing and had a grant for full days and wraparound care for those parents. But there are some parents that they wanted their child to get a pre-K experience, but they didn't want them in childcare all day, or they didn't want them in a program all day. So Farmington Municipal Schools went to the half day.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that collaboration, and a lot of people don't realize that it was an actually thoughtful collaboration so that parents could have a choice.
Right.
But the state is now wanting more and more, and parents are now having to go to work longer hours, and there isn't as much capacity for community providers at the child care center to take care of a child 6:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. The public schools can't do that. So the public schools at this point did decide to move their programming. They will have 8 to 3:05 now. I don't know if you guys are aware that the elementary schools are extending their day by 20 minutes a day. So the programming will go Monday through Friday, full days. And then the community providers, if you're working, we have plenty of parents that still have to work. They can't just leave magically at 3 o'clock to go get their child. Well, then we also have programming within Farmington that you can still have a full day wraparound service, New Mexico pre-K experience during those core hours. And the state actually came up with wide variety. So the grant that I got is actually extended plus programming. So the children in my program are going to go for 8 hours a day and not 6.5. So there's lots of variety.
So until 5 o'clock hours, or so, or is that what you're hoping for?
It's going to go 7:30 to 3:30.
I see.
Is the programming at ours. And then if you need that wraparound, well, then you can apply for child care assistance, which is another great program, Scott, that, we have to get the word out that a family of four can now make up to $125,000 a year in New Mexico and get free child care.
One more time. Let that sink in.
A family of four can now make up to $125,000 and qualify for child care assistance. And the legislators in the state of New Mexico have pushed that you can find a high-quality center, and that normally the way that the programming works is that there is a copay. Some families have copays. It's an income guide-based table.
Right.
What the secretary did with COVID money that she got was she waived everybody's copays. So actually childcare is free. It's actually free. So with this past legislative session, because we did tap into the land grant permanent fund, which is another source of funding that the legislators approved, she is now taking that money and she's going to roll it over so that any family making up to 75% of 300% of poverty level.
So
which is about
poverty,
which is about $85,000. You won't have a copay,
gotcha,
at all. And then from there, she restructured it. There is rulemaking that is out now that she is proposing that any family's income will be capped at 5%. Your copay will never be 5% more than your gross income, which is a big deal, because it used to be that we'd have families coming to us with a contract. And they'd say, well, that's great, I'm on a child care assistance contract, but my copay is $900 a month. And it wasn't feasible.
Right.
And we pushed at that at the state level. And so they redid that.
Gotcha. Interesting. And so this is happening throughout the state. You mentioned a lot of the programs that Farmington has to offer. What about the other communities? And I know maybe that's not your area of expertise, but I mean, are there plans maybe for Aztec and Bloomfield and the Kirtland areas, and to kind of bring them or give as many options to those families as well?
Yes. And so part of the collaboration piece is I'm policy chair for the New Mexico Child Care Education Association and for the 100% community that we have here, working with Kathy Price and a lot of great people. So I oversee the early childhood sector for 100% community. And what we did was we worked with the San Juan County Early Childhood Coalition and we held group meetings. The department held community roadshows. They went to every community to talk about the New Mexico pre-K grant and how can everybody collaborate together. Everybody get in one room, throw it all out on the table. What do you have? How many slots do you have? Are you full? So that we could collaborate. So I know that in Aztec, Love the Children and Kitty Camp and Echo Preschool all received the New Mexico Pre-K grant, as did Aztec Municipal Schools already had the grant.
Okay.
In Bloomfield Schools already had the grant, and it was expanded to Love the Children, so it is now going to be able to be provided in a community-based setting. And Central Consolidated is very active, and they've got the New Mexico Pre-K grant also.
Okay.
So made sure San Juan County was covered.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes.
And I guess the message would be then for parents is that you should be able to find options, have options, and probably pay very little with your choices for childcare if you need
that. That's very true. Yes. Either you can take advantage of New Mexico Pre-K, just those hours, or if you need wraparound services, apply for child care assistance, because most everybody is able to qualify now.
Right.
Take advantage of that system. The legislators funded it, so let's use it.
There you go. That's true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Our elected officials at work doing these great things. And this is amazing information. This is exactly why I asked Barbara to speak at the Women's Summit, because, again, 400 women in that room hearing about what their options are is so, I mean, it's essential. And it's mm-hmm. such a big part of our lives is making sure that our kids, especially our preschool, our little ones, infants, toddlers, have that care. We are excited. So in July, our focus on Farmington Coffee, which again, we just had at the Casablanca Inn. In July, we are having that at the new location of the newest Gold Star Academy. It will be on July 21st. And so the information on that, the time and all of that, because there was a big cheer. I don't know if you noticed, Scott, but when I said
notice.
I was moving the coffees from 8 to 9 o'clock, the cheer that rose, probably pretty official.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to complain about an extra hour of sleep on focus on Farmington Coffee days. So
I'm kind of busy at 8 a.m., but 9 a.m., my schedule frees right up.
I know. Yeah. I just was amazed. Everybody was so excited about that. So, yes, I think we are moving them to 9.
Okay.
But anyway, so we are going to be having our next coffee. It will also be an open house and a ribbon cutting. So we're rolling a lot into that. But an open house where you'll be able to see the facility. I don't even know if facility is the right word. Is that what you call it? I mean, it's facility
it's
always
licensed,
sounds so, like,
does.
Cold. Like, I know, child haven always. Yeah,
the environment.
Just, it does. The environment.
How about
this
that?
Very enriching and environment for your children. But we're having an open house ribbon cutting, and again, it will be on July 21st, and we'll be getting all the details out there. But, you know, even if you, like I mentioned, my kids are grown and gone, but I'm a grandparent, and there's many people mm-hmm. that are grandparents that are taking, they're the primary caregivers for children, and so this is great for information for everybody to know. So if you're thinking, well, I don't have little ones, I, you know, my kids are in high school, this is still really good information because you probably work with somebody mm-hmm. who needs to know this information, or you're related mm-hmm. to somebody, or you are just part of a community where you know that early childhood education and what we do for our children from the earliest ages helps make this a community that everybody wants to live in. If you're curious about some of the other resources with 100% community, go to our Facebook page, the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. I just shared their resource directory on our chamber page maybe yesterday, and they also have their own Facebook page, 100% community, but they have a fantastic resource guide, and we did just share that on the chamber page, I think, yesterday. So if you're curious to know more about what that is and how you can help, so great things going on in our community, and let's not forget all the hard work that's going into making our community a great place. Let's focus on those things sometimes and always remember the challenges, but be involved in making and coming up with answers and solutions, because that's the way that we as citizens can make this a wonderful place. So
very true. Yeah. And that's why we do what we do here, to
that's
share
right.
these exciting things and to promote these exciting things and celebrate these exciting things that
right.
are going on in the community. So Jamie, thank you for
thank you.
Being here as you are, a commitment every month. So thank you very much for that. Barbara Tedrow, thank you for the work that you continually do in our community. I don't know where you find the time, but somehow you do it all and sharing it with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We look forward
thank
to you seeing you at your new environment next month.
Yes.
So wonderful. My guest this morning right here with me on KSJE.
I am King Arthur. Oh, yeah, no. And this is Monty Python's Spamalot. A new musical lovingly ripped off from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Run away, run away.
Featuring a bevy of beautiful showgirls, cows, killer rabbits, and French people. Don't miss the smash hit Broadway musical Spamalot.
Or else we shall say, neat.
Spamalot at the Farmington Civic Center June 8th through the 18th. Find tickets at fmtn.org/shows.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.